You're listening to You've Got This, episode 202. Welcome to You've Got This, a weekly podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. In this episode, I want to talk about a concept that I saw in an internet meme that I loved. And you all know I love planning and looking to the future. And there was this post that I saw that said to think about 3 to 5 years from now, because most people don't realize that the life they live now is based on decisions that they made 3 to 5 years ago. Okay, I'm just going to let that sit for a minute. And actually, let me repeat it again. Think about 3 to 5 years from now as you're planning, because most people don't realize that the life they live now is based on decisions they made 3 to 5 years ago. So take a moment and think about where you were 3 to 5 years ago, and if there were decisions you were making that are related to what is happening with you right now. Now, when I first saw this, this was in kind of early July, and I journaled about it in my morning pages because 5 years ago at that time, I was actually finishing the blended course design workbook manuscript because I was about to move from Boston to Oregon for my new job. And I was really trying to get that done. I mean, I was like really pushing hard to get that done before I moved. And now, just like around the same time, 5 years later, I've created Blend by Design, which is this product for my business that is selling well, that is, you know, creating revenue for my business and allowing me to help other people to create blended courses in a totally different way. But the seed that was planted for that was 5 years ago when I was kind of wrapping up the book manuscript. I think also about how I shift jobs roughly every 5 years. That's kind of been my pattern for the last couple of jobs I've had at least. And how when I start a job, I always think about that 5-year plan and like, what am I trying to learn and grow with during the job that I'm in so that I'm like positioned well, or that I've learned something new or that I have new things that I can say that I've been able to do. And that was also a really helpful thing for me to think about now that I'm about 6 months into my new job here in Kansas. What is it that I want to really focus on and be able to say on my CV, yeah, I've been able to gain, you know, knowledge or experience in these particular areas. Now, I also think about, you know, 3 to 5 years and what you do with like your health, what you do with your family, with decisions that you make about where you're going to live. Even like the 5 years that we spent in Oregon, like there were a lot of interesting things that happened there because we were closer to my family and we were on the West Coast, which is where my partner's family lives as well. And we were able to engage with our families in different ways. And you just kind of plant seeds for things over time. So this really got me thinking. And I wonder if it's getting you thinking as well about, you know, 3 to 5 years from now. So if I think about 3 to 5 years from now, we're talking 2023 to 2025. What do I want to plan now that would impact in those, you know, that 3 to 5 year period? So I think about, for example, if I continue, and I don't think if is even a good word to use here, as I continue, maybe is a better word, as I continue my yoga practice, where will that be in 3 to 5 years? You know, like how much more confidence will I have in my ability to do that after, you know, 3 to 5 years of daily engagement in that practice? I also think about some ideas I've had for books that I want to write that probably would not come out into the world for at least 3 to 5 years, just given like the publishing timelines. So for any of you out there who are thinking about book projects, I mean, that's your 3 to 5 year timeline right there, is a book that could come out and be influencing the world in some interesting ways or influencing your field in interesting ways. I think about also, you know, where are we going to be living? Where am I going to be working? I don't know. I mean, I think that there's some like open questioning there about what is the next step in terms of a career path or things like that. And I could very well still be, you know, in the job I'm in now, but it could look different, you know, and what would I want that to be? So it's just this really interesting exercise in like dreaming a little bit about 3 to 5 years and what that's going to look like. Now, I also want to point out that I think that 3 to 5 years exercise is a little bit of, like, for some of us, maybe a relief from this current period, where it's like when we think about 6 months from now, things still feel really not stable. Like, we don't quite know what's happening with COVID-19. We don't know about the timeline of a vaccine. A lot of us are planning on, like, not traveling in 2021 because we don't know what that's going to look like. I think some of us are still, like, very locked down in terms of staying in our home. I certainly am with my partner. We're very careful about where we go and what we do and who we interact with. So it's like a very strange, like, short-term time period to think about. And as I've been working with a lot of my clients to think about their plans for the fall, a lot of them have said, I don't really know how to plan because I don't know if I'm going to be able to do my research. I don't know if I'm going to be able to collect my data. I don't know if I'm going to have access to my on-campus office. I don't know if I'm going to have funding that will allow me to continue to hire a GRA. I don't even know what modalities my classes are going to be in. Like, that could shift at any time. And so this, like, instability of the short term is not always a fun place to be. Like, sitting with that uncertainty and that discomfort isn't always a good place to be in and to experience. But if we think about the 3 to 5 year window, it kind of opens up this possibility of we could be in a really different space then. We could have a vaccine. We could be open to traveling again. We could be more stable in our jobs or in our day-to-day lives of what that's going to look like. And it opens up this kind of brainstorming, creative possibility where we can start to think about, like, are there possibilities of what I could be doing right now that would kind of lean me toward what would happen in 3 to 5 years. Now, this leads me into another kind of thing that I've been thinking about, which is this concept of, like, a 1% shift in course and how over time that makes actually, like, huge changes in your life. So bear with me here, because the way that I describe this, I think, is a little bit morbid, but I think it's useful. So I love the movie Castaway. This is a movie I could watch anytime, any day. It's just beautifully done. It's like a perfect film. And one of the things that happens in Castaway as a plot, it's about a plane crash and about a man who lives on an island, if you haven't seen it. And one of the things we learn is that the plane in the movie that crashes goes off course. And so where they were looking for Tom Hanks, who lives on this island, is not where the plane actually crash landed, because they kind of shifted course and nobody knew where they were. So if you think about this from the perspective of flying, where you have a plane that's on a certain trajectory, and even if it shifts 1 degree to, you know, the north or the south or whatever direction, it's going to start to go off course. And the angle between where that trajectory was and where it's going is going to widen over time as you go further and further in the direction of that 1% course shift. And it can take some time to see that widening. It can take some time to see that amount of change, but 3 to 5 years is actually a pretty good chunk of time to see that change. So for example, if you said, I'm going to read on a certain topic, and I'm going to read a book a month on that topic for the next 3 to 5 years so that I can really become an expert in that area. You know, 5 years from now, you really are going to be an expert in that area. Or I think about, like, Morning Pages and the difference that that life practice has made for me. And it's basically, you know, 30 minutes a day of writing, but I've been doing it now for over a year, and it's really helped me to process and reflect and think about things. I think about, you know, 20 to 30 minutes of yoga practice every day, and how that has really allowed me to delve deeper into mind-body connection work. You know, like, over time, these things add up really quickly and they grow. So one of the ways that I think you can think about that 3 to 5 year shift is in routines. What are the things you want to do every day that will kind of add up and grow over time into something that, you know, on its own, it's not going to be something all that impressive, but over time, it's going to become something really meaningful for you. So this is just an area I've been thinking about a lot. I think in part because it does offer a reprieve from this day-to-day uncertainty and discomfort that we're feeling. But I also think it's just fun. I mean, as I said, you know me, I love planning. I love thinking about the future. And I would love to hear what you're kind of planting seeds for in the next 3 to 5 years and what that might mean for you. So you can always email me at hello@drkatielinder.com. You can tweet to me at @katie_linder. You can connect with me on Instagram at @katie_linder. Any way you contact me, I always love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.